Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On this Veterans Day, we want to introduce you to a vet who's found a unique way to deal with the stresses that many vets face when coming home.
Shift in your life.
On the attic floor of an old YMCA in Easton, Derek Adamick is in a yoga class, sitting in the lotus position, cross-legged, with his eyes closed. The lights are dim, and soothing music plays.
And then taking in a deep, deep inhale through the nose. Exhale, let it go. Let that intention go.
Derek hasn't always been able to relax like this. The 33-year-old spent 10 years in the Marine Reserves. In his last tour, in 2005, he was deployed to Afghanistan. When he came home, Derek started to experience symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, though he hasn't been officially diagnosed. He got a job in construction, and he tried to ignore what was happening and just get on with his life.
And some guys, and myself too, sometimes you don't want to look about it. Think about it. It's just, it's easy just to get back going with life so you don't have to think about it. And then it catches up with you.
It caught up with Derek, and he remembers exactly when.
January of 2008. I was working on a union job, and it got to be wintertime, so I got laid off for the winter. And I just remember sitting in my apartment on the couch, just thinking about myself and everything that was going on.
Derek says he had anger problems, he was having trouble sleeping, and he just didn't feel quite right.
I wasn't talking to people. I wasn't talking to my friends like I had before I left. I was trying to figure out what had changed, because a couple of people said, you're different. I crawled in a hole and pulled the world in after me, and it wasn't me. And that's pretty much, I decided I need to talk to somebody. And a Vietnam veteran that I know, he actually pointed me to the Brockton Vet Center. He says, took me 40 years to get there, and I don't think you want to wait 40 years. Go and talk to somebody.
So he did. Derek joined a support group at the vet center. And one day, a woman walked in carrying yoga mats and introduced herself as Sue. And before they knew it, this group of manly veterans was stretching and meditating.
The shavasana at the end, where you just lay on the mat and you put a an eye pillow on, which I had never seen an eye pillow before, so that was another new one. But I was all kind of keyed up, and by the end of it, when I laid down, I fell asleep.
Now, Derek and most of the same veterans he was with in the support group that first day meet here with Sue every week for a yoga class and for support. Derek says it changed his life. He often uses the breathing exercises he learned here to control his anger. It's something he says could help the thousands of veterans coming home with problems similar to his. We asked if he thinks the military is doing enough to take care of veterans.
They're learning. It was everybody's learning curve. I mean, we hadn't fought a real war in a long time, and I don't think they realized exactly how bad it was going to be. Not necessarily the casualties, but what they'd also have to deal with when they got home. And I think the VA and the military is starting to realize that.
For one thing, he says, Sue and others like her meet with service members before deployment to let them know that there will be help when they get back. Derek says he wishes someone would have told him that. Derek Adamick lives in Middleboro. He's currently appealing to the VA for an official PTSD diagnosis to qualify for military benefits.